The Institute of Child Nutrition is proud to present iBites. Here you will learn about all aspects of child nutrition programs, from research to resources, from oral histories to best practices. Each iBites episode features a wealth of information to help promote the continuous improvement of child nutrition programs. I'm Dr. LaWanda Morse, the Associate Director of Grants at the Institute of Child Nutrition, and I will be your host.
Welcome to iBites. My name is Patrick Butler, and I'm filling in for Dr. LaWanda Morse. Today, our guests are ICN's education and training specialists, and they are here to share a little about themselves and their resources. Welcome, specialists. Thank you for joining me today. I know our listeners would like to hear about each of you and what projects you're working on. As I mentioned, my name is Patrick Butler, and I'm an education and training specialist here at ICN. Over the last year, I've released several projects that I'm excited to share with you. Steps for Emergency Preparedness are a set of six fact sheets detailing each step for emergency preparedness. These fact sheets include topics like creating your emergency preparedness team and evaluating your plan. In 2020, ICN released Introduction to School Nutrition Leadership, formerly Orientation to School Nutrition Management. This course is intended for new and aspiring school nutrition program directors with 5 years or less experience. During this course, learners get an overview of the school nutrition program through topics such as marketing and human resource management. I will now turn it over to Liz Dixon.
Hi, my name is Liz Dixon. I'm an Education and Training Specialist 3 at the Institute of Child Nutrition. I work mostly on the food safety resources, and since the beginning of 2020, we have launched several resources for a variety of audiences. In March of 2021, we actually launched our COVID-19 resources for schools. This included a fact sheet on safely serving alternative meals, a sample cleaning log for additional cleaning required during the COVID-19 pandemic, an infographic for parents on how to safely handle bulk school meals at home, and tip cards for quick information on safely handling food during COVID. We have also launched several other resources for schools, or will be launching several other resources for schools in 2021. We are very excited to be launching our new Writing a HACCP-based Food Safety Plan for Schools workshop. This 2.5-day workshop allows those who write a food safety plan for their school an opportunity to write, update, and modify their existing food safety plan. Participants are provided with the opportunity to network and learn from each other and get to take home adaptable templates, standard operating procedures, and logs. We will also be launching our new Civil Rights for Child Nutrition Programs online course in Spanish. We are very excited to be offering this course now later this year in two languages. In the past 2 years, we have also launched several resources for our CACFP audience. In May of 2021, we launched an updated employee health and personal hygiene resources for the CACFP audience. This included resources for child care center directors, child care center staff, and family child care providers. These resources are available for free to download from our website. Also in May, we began accepting orders for our family child care food safety kit that was designed to help family child care providers follow good practices in food safety. This kit includes Keeping Food Safe and Family Child Care Food Safety Guide with CACFP recipes, the Feeding Infant Safely booklet, a laminated hand washing poster that is available in both English and Spanish, a cooking temperatures magnet, a calibratable food thermometer, two appliance thermometers, a pen with a food safety reminder, an instruction sheet, and it all comes packaged in an insulated tote. We have a few kits left, so if you're interested in ordering a kit, please email foodsafetykits@theicn.org. We are currently working on translating this kit into Spanish and will hopefully have it available in 2022. We also have several brand new food allergy resources available for CACFP. On September 10th, we launched a set of food allergy fact sheets for adult day stay. These fact sheets discuss all the major allergens, managing food allergies in adult day stay, and common questions related to food allergies. We also have brand new sets of food allergy fact sheets coming out for child care centers this month. This brand new set also includes information about the new food allergen, sesame. Later this year, we plan on launching a set for family child care providers, and we will have each set available free for download on our website. We're always very excited about our new food safety resources, which can be found at theicn.org/food safety. Thank you, Patrick, and I will pass it to Janae.
Hi, I'm Janae Owens, an education and training specialist at the Institute of Child Nutrition. I want to highlight a couple of trainings that I co-developed with colleagues in a monthly webinar opportunity that I moderate for child nutrition professionals. So a resource that is currently available on the ICN website is the Focus on the Customer for Directors and Managers training. This was launched summer of 2020. This resource defines who is the primary customer in the school nutrition program, how to train your staff, and how to develop a customer service action plan. It includes instructor's manual, participant's workbook, and a PowerPoint. Also, late fall of this year, ICN will launch a new series of CACFP iTrain lessons. These lessons are designed as short 15 to 30 minute trainings that cover various topics to support the CACFP professionals in successfully implementing program requirements. And lastly, check out ICN's iLearn portal, where you can find the recordings of the monthly one-hour STAR webinars. These monthly webinars are hosted by ICN in partnership with USDA. They cover key topics specific to the current events in school nutrition and offer tools and strategies for child nutrition professionals that are shared by school nutrition operators in the field, USDA representatives, and representatives from organizations that support school nutrition. And now I will turn it over to Heather.
Good morning, I'm Heather Burkhead. Some of the resources that I've been working on recently has been focused on the Child and Adult Care Food Program. And here are some of our latest CACFP resources. We have the Grab and Go Lessons that features user-friendly, research-based best practices. These are 2 to 4 page handouts that are designed specifically for CACFP operators with very limited time. There are over 50 lessons available covering a broad range of CACFP-related topics. We've also released the Grab and 5 handouts that focuses on 5 ways to incorporate healthy practices within the home and community. Families may find these handouts helpful when seeking strategies for gardening, recycling, good nutrition, physical activity, and so much more. Child nutrition programs will find this a useful resource to share with families. Check out our new cycle menus for child care, which emphasizes on preschoolers, that contains 4 cycle menus. Each cycle features a 4-week menu with a variety of seasonal fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and meats and meat alternates. Each menu is designed for easy customization to meet the overall needs, regardless of your location or the availability of certain food items. Each menu also features a variety of USDA standardized recipes for child care centers. The recipes include ingredients, directions, and crediting information for meeting the CACFP meal pattern requirements. In addition to the menus, there are several supplemental resources that can help you customize your cycle menus, such as meal pattern charts, ways to prepare and season your produce, flavor shakers, cooking with herbs and spices, and also best practices for food safety tips. Don't forget about our monthly mealtime memo. The 2021 mealtime memo has a new look and new content if you haven't seen it already. It's now a blog-style electronic newsletter. The mealtime memo, it focuses on nutrition and wellness in child care settings and is specifically intended for use by child care professionals who participate in the CACFP program. The objective of the mealtime memo is to provide research-based best practices for planning, preparing, and or serving nutritious, safe, and child-friendly meals in a child care setting. With a different monthly theme, it highlights popular food themes for creating appealing and nutritious menus. And there's also a What's in Season section, which offers useful information about the in-season produce, as well as fun facts for kids sections for nutrition education. To ensure that you automatically receive the monthly mealtime memo, I encourage you to visit our website to subscribe. And in the pipes, we're working on some adult day stay posters and fact sheets, as well as some more CACFP related iTrain lessons. So we look forward to getting those out to our end users. Thanks, Patrick, for the opportunity to share.
My name is Danielle Barrett. I'm the education and training specialist and registered dietitian here at ICN. I have two upcoming resources I would like to highlight. The first one is a series for CACFP called iTrained. These lessons cover a variety of topics related to CACFP operations and will be offered as VILTs this fall. The second one is School Nutrition Leadership Academy. This is a new hybrid training that will help school nutrition professionals develop leadership skills and knowledge. ICN will start accepting applications for our 2022 cohorts of School Nutrition Leadership Academy soon. Stay tuned on our Facebook to see the registration link. Now I will turn it over to Garrett.
Hello, my name is Garrett Burdan. I'm a registered dietitian and chef and an education and training specialist with the Institute of Child Nutrition. I work specifically with the Institute's new culinary division, the Culinary Institute of Child Nutrition. The CICN was formed to increase the culinary skills of school nutrition programs by providing culinary training and resources to help child nutrition operators prepare and serve healthy culinary-inspired meals. Visit our website at theicn.org/CICN to find a variety of culinary training resources and videos. While you're there, be sure to check out our podcast, The Mix-Up, to hear interviews with school nutrition professionals who are enhancing the culinary culture of school meals. You may also be interested in our popular monthly CICN webinar series that covers timely, culinary-focused topics and features guest presenters sharing their expertise. In the coming months, we will release a set of 20 grab-and-go recipes that are on trend and perfect for use during the school year, after school supper, or for the summer food service program. Also coming soon are training guides focusing on flavor profiles of East Asia, Latin America, and the Mediterranean. More exciting resources and opportunities from the CICN are in development. Feel free to contact us through the ICN Help Desk with your questions. We are here to help.
Again, thank you to ICN's Education and Training Specialist for joining me today. If you would like to check out our resources, please visit theicn.org. And to those listening, thanks for listening, and until next time.
Tune in next month for more iBites. And until then, remember, there's nothing more important than the health and well-being of our nation's children. This project has been funded at least in part with federal funds from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food and Nutrition Service through an agreement with the Institute of Child Nutrition at the University of Mississippi. The contents of this publication do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, nor does mention of trade names, commercial products, or organizations imply endorsement by the U.S. government. The University of Mississippi is an EEOAA Title VI, Title IX, Section 504, ADA, ADEA employer. In accordance with federal law and U.S. Department of Agriculture policy, this institution is prohibited from discriminating on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, age, or disability. To file a complaint of discrimination, write USDA Director, Office of Civil Rights, Room 326W, Whitten Building, 1400 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 202-50-9410, or call 202-720-5964. USDA is an equal opportunity provider and employer.